So we capped off today's show with 10cc, the film of my love, coming out of something new by Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Take This Stone, featuring June McDoom and Kate Davis. The Clean in there with Holdin' On, and we started the set with Rachel Kitchlow. That was called Mamon. And that's all we got, folks. This is Monica. Mona will be back next Friday, and you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you all for tuning in today. It's been swell. And don't go anywhere. Alan's up next. Ask Alan. Get your questions ready.
Yes. If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling, yes. You need some information, Ax Allen. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Ax Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 hours. Ax Allen. Ax Allen. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Ax Allen. Ax Allen. I'm styling.
Yes.
Ax Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ax Allen.
Ax Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, bro. Diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do, it'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Allen out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is Eagle Talents. You know Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Allen. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Allen. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's Eagle Talent.
Eagle Talent. Yeah.
Ax Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 hours. Ax Allen. Ax Allen. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Ax Allen. Ax Allen. I'm styling.
Yes.
Ax Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ax Allen.
Ax Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, dog.
Season them up, 1,000 islands. This is Ax Allen, advice on any topic. The phone lines are blowing up already. Why waste time? Why bother wasting time? Let's just get to it. Hello, you're on the radio. Do you need advice?
Yes, I do. Hey, Allen, it's Ben from Newark calling back.
Oh, hi, Ben. That's right. I talked to you last week at the end of the show.
Yeah, maybe that's a new way to end the show with a cliffhanger. Keep people guessing.
Ooh,
but,
I like it.
I'm back.
Cliffhangers. Who doesn't love a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
I drank, I don't drink coffee generally anymore, but then like when I didn't sleep good last night, so I came here and made like a really high octane coffee, and now I'm like all jazzed up. I'm like crazy pants right now. So you're talking
about— Oh, wow. I can't have coffee any time in the afternoon. I wouldn't be able to sleep at all, but glad to hear you got a lot of energy to give a lot of advice.
Can you hear the bed music?
Now I can.
Oh, baby. Okay, how can I help you tonight, Ben?
So, I wanted to get your advice on whether I should rent out my basement, because our current tenant is leaving, and there's a little bit of drama with it. It's my sister-in-law lives in the basement, and, you know, I guess 4.5 years is about as long as we could go living with her.
Mm. So you had like issues. It was family. So the one thing you know is if you are going to rent to somebody again, it won't be family, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Lessons learned there.
So was your family member paying rent?
Yes, they were.
And was that rent helpful?
It was helpful. I mean, it's not it's not going to put us in a really bad situation, but it helped. And I would like to keep renting it out. Liz would like to reclaim the basement space for ourselves so we can have a little more space to live in. And we've also never lived alone. We've always had housemates or roommates the whole time we've been together. So she's interested in seeing that through.
Is there any way you could turn that basement into a workspace that could maybe turn some revenue?
That's an idea. I never thought about it that way, but maybe that's worth looking into.
Because Liz wants to reclaim it for like creative purposes, or for what? What would she do with that space?
So I mean, she does a lot of animal rescue, TNR, volunteer work. So one idea was that she could use it for some of the stuff that she's doing for that. And then for me, she was saying, oh Ben, you could use it, to play music down there, record down there. Instead of, putting all of your stuff in the garage, maybe you could have it in the basement. So she thought it could be like this extra space for both of us.
You can make it a hamster rehabilitation center and a recording studio.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, I mean, so what animal rescue, Liz is into animal rescue. How would that space benefit in that regard?
So right now, when she's doing her volunteering, a lot of the cats that she rescues or the ones that are feral cats that are just trapped, neutered, and then returned, they go for surgery to get the neuter or spay, and then they usually have to rehabilitate for 24 to 48 hours afterwards. So they're usually in our garage for that. But we don't have any heating or any temperature control in there. So that's really just in the warmer months we can do that. But then in the winter, we really can't do it. So if she brought it into the basement, if she needs to take in cats for surgeries, for other medical needs, she can then have them rehabilitate in the basement for a day or two. So that'll help her a lot in those colder months.
Do you really want like wild rehabilitating cats in your basement?
I'm not too wild about it. I mean, the thing is, we have cats of our own, and even if it's in the basement and it's separate, our cats are going to know other cats are here. And one of our cats is the really neurotic, really, if there's another cat, he'll start marking territory, spraying things. I'm not too jazzed about having other cats in the basement, but maybe there's other ideas of things we could do with the space that
sounds like,
as,
yeah, the animal, having animal, recovering animals in your basement just sounds like another level of stress different than renting to family. I get the idea of wanting the extra space to sort of just live more, freely without the stress of, are you making more money than you were before you had tenants? How would you handle it financially if you didn't turn the basement into an income?
So, yeah, I mean, I am making more money than before I had tenants, but, I'm still paying down student loans. I've got other things that I'm, get concerned about. So the rent always helps, it definitely helps. Mm-hmm. But we could make do as well. And we really do need to take a good look at our finances together, because in some ways the rent was also kind of like a crutch for us, in that, we're kind of overdue in looking at our finances together, and we have a little more cushion with this rental income. So maybe mm-hmm. it'll kind of forces us to kind of take a good hard look at things.
Yeah. I personally like the idea of having extra space to spread your wings. But if it really comes down to if you can do it comfortably without the stress of not having the income. And then if you're going to get a tenant, it's like looking for a pet, man. You got to find the right one, and you got to have a lot of guarantees in place. Find somebody who doesn't have a lot of stuff, single, maybe even like, I don't know. Tenants, I am all about tenants' rights and over landlords and yada yada yada, but then again, I own a house and I wouldn't rent to anybody because I don't want to deal with tenants, me personally. So it's a headache, it's an extra headache. So along with the having tenants comes the headaches of the responsibility of having a tenant. So
that's a good point.
I vote look real hard at your finances, and if you could afford to spread your wings in that house, then turn it into, but make sure you use that space creatively and wisely, and you don't just end up making it a storage bin and not getting the benefits that you want out of it for both of you.
Okay, that makes sense. And on the point of having another tenant, we have a pretty small house, so if we have someone, even in the basement, it's like their presence is going to be felt. So I get your point that if we have someone, it's got to be the right person, or we'll have more drama like we did the first time around. So definitely agree.
Try to do it without it, and look at the finances real hard, and then next week let me know if what you came up with.
Okay, will do. Thanks so much, Alan. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben. Hi, you're on the radio. This is Ask Alan on WFMU.
Hi, Alan. This is Julia.
Oh, Julia, our WFMU superstar volunteer and chef, Julia?
Yeah, that's me.
of Tom and Julia.
Correct.
These two folks always show up for WFMU and also make the best Eastern European delicacies that you could ever imagine, like high-level restaurant quality.
Thank you. I'm calling though about with a little follow-up from the previous show.
Uh-huh.
Remember there was you hit the hot topic of earwax cleaning?
Oh, yeah. Earwax was big last week. Everybody was everybody wanted to talk about how to get rid of earwax. You got something for us?
Yes. The best advice I can give you is, none I can give you. You can give them. Is to save some money and get a ticket to Chengdu in China.
Chengdu?
Chengdu, yeah. Chengdu is the capital of Sichuan province. And apparently Chengdu in China is famous for their earwax cleaning routine. It's sort of like, it's like their, not just point of hygiene, but it's like a form of relaxation.
Mm.
When we were there 2 years ago, you go and in some main square, they have this squeaky bamboo chairs set up and people sitting in the chairs. And they're apparently they say they're trained practitioners with this whole array of tools, like their feathers, there's some bamboo scoops, there's some copper prongs, and and they're just doing it like this in the street. It's from what I read. Since we got home, they've been doing it for centuries, and people from all over China go to Chengdu to just kind of enjoy it. And they say it's even becomes an addiction, that ear cleaning procedure.
Did you get your ears cleaned?
Well, this is my biggest regret that I didn't, because I so wanted to do it, and I was like, my eyes were and ears were burning. I so wanted to, it really looked so good. And I like this kind of things, you know, massages and spas and things like that. And then one of my daughters told me, are you really going to do it? And I kind of like, oh, my God, I don't want to be stupid in front of my kids. So I didn't. And now I really regret it.
I want to do it. So I wonder if like Chinese communities in the United States, like Chinatown in New York City or in any many major big cities, have that sort of set up in their, who knows, maybe their places in the United States.
On Tuesday, you know how I cook, and I cook I was cooking in that restaurant in Staten Island, and I made friends there with a Chinese woman who was cooking there, and we've become friends, and she grew up in Flushing. And she's been taking me on trips to Flushing. We've been to Flushing before, but it's not like going to Flushing with someone who grew up there. So I'm having another trip to Flushing on Tuesday, and I'm going to make a point to find out if there is any ear business in Flushing.
Oh, excellent. So, you have to let us know if there is. Otherwise, I think we all have to get a group trip to, what's the name of the province?
Chengdu.
And I think Jim the Poet posted the link, a couple of links that you had sent him.
Yeah, I sent him the pictures that I took. It was in Chengdu. There's this famous place called Muslim Quarter, where the Uyghur people cooking, the food that is not like a traditional Han food. It's like lamb and, you know, that kind of thing. Right next to that Muslim quarter, there's a big square where I actually saw ear cleaners in action.
Wow. And so what, like real quick, because I got a couple calls coming in, but what's it look like? What's the setup?
There's this bamboo rocking chairs. People sit down in the chairs, and there comes a practitioner who has in his pocket a feather, a bamboo scoop, a metal prong, and they first go with a scoop, and then they go around the ear with a feather for like this sensual sensation. And after that, they have this metal thing that looks like, a piano tuning instrument. And after they do the cleaning, they bring this metal thing to your ear and they hit on it with another metal object. And then that sound goes through your system and you supposedly feel it and hear it differently.
I love it. All right, that's awesome. I hope, so if people want to check out what it looks like, you can go to WFMU.org playlist and comments board. I'll do a little research and maybe we're just going to take a group trip to...
Group trip to Chengdu, absolutely.
I'm into it. Thanks for calling, Julia.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, this is Ask Alan, advice on any topic from a completely unqualified purveyor of advice. If you want to go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board, you can do so, and you can give advice too, because sometimes I just don't have the right answers, but the wise WFMU listeners often do. I am uniquely unqualified for this position. I am here for this position, I said. I am definitely jazzed on coffee. Also, every week I have a tech issue, and I have to text Scott Williams because DAW 1 is just blacked out right now. And I'm going to need it at the top of the hour. Just texting Scott Williams live on the radio. This is Freeform listener-sponsored radio, and it is our Hellraiser. And this is what you get in Freeform listener-sponsored radio. One DJ texting another DJ who is upstairs boozing it up to come down here and try to get a DAW working. A DAW. Oh, Madonna me. I also now have a answering machine. If you can't call during show hours, you can call the Ask Alan answering machine. And that is 973-352-7908. That's 973-352-7908. So let's see if we've gotten any answering machine calls. I don't even know. Oh. Madonna me. I do have one. I just don't know how to play it. We'll get back to that. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Oh, tech issues here on Ask Alan. It's spooky month here in the Northeast and all over the United States, but particularly with the fall season, Halloween and the cold weather and nasty weather coming. So maybe you're looking for costume ideas, house decor ideas. Something to do for Halloween. Maybe you've been boozing it up too much. If you go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board, you'll see a new handmade flyer that I made that we're going to tag up New York City with. And if you want me to mail you one and you can hang it in your favorite haunt, shoot me an email at alan@WFMU.org. Or if you want to be on the weekly Ask Alan email list, alan@WFMU.org. So if you're feeling blue, you got relationship problems, maybe you're boozing too much, you hate your parents, can't get a date, maybe your family sucks. Family issues are a big thing on, I think just in general right now, more so than usual. A lot of families are divided. Because of the state of things. And that could be a hard thing to deal with And people handle that differently. So maybe you're dealing with some of that stuff. I went to the dentist today, and my dentist was in a bad way. He's in the process of losing a parent. And we were talking about how when that happens, it really brings out differences in families. When a family member is close to the end, sometimes it could create unnecessary added stress, right? So maybe you have dealt with some of that stuff. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. What had happened was DAW 1 and DAW 2, the computer is kaputzo. I would really like Scott Williams to come on down. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Jeff from Lower Baltimore.
Lower Baltimore. Hi, Jeff. How can I help you tonight?
Good. Joe, by the way, I'm not going to prolong this. I'm actually the guy who set off the earwax debate last week, but I'm doing pretty well. I think I got a lot of good information.
Yeah.
I got a new one for this week.
How did you like that, Julia? I think you might have to take a trip to China. Did you hear that call earlier?
It was both interesting but partially terrifying, especially about like the wires and everything in there. I don't know about that.
You don't want a feather in your ear?
The feather seemed okay. There was something about some wires and a lot of scooping,
yeah.
Which is like you're told time and time again by professionals, like, do not do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I know the really, like, the medical ones, like, they have the whole thing with the camera, and they'll go in there and they do, like, there's YouTube videos where they do this and they show what's going on in there.
Madam, well, I'm glad you have your earwax issues under control. I can help you with something else tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, maybe, and just, like, Now, I'm going to say vocal fry. People who do, not the wonderful FMU show, mm-hmm. but people who actually do the vocal fry thing where they talk like that, like, hey, Alan, it's me. I have a question. It's making me crazy. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. I don't know, like, why people do it. I don't know why it bothers me so much, but I don't know what's going on. It's like an epidemic level. What do you think about all this vocal fry, and what do I do about it?
So, are you talking about, like, dialects, people, like, speaking in, like, people who just have accents because of the region that they come from? Or you think people are, what are you talking about? Tell me, like, what you mean exactly. Oh, I turned you down.
Hey, guys, it's me, vocal fry person, and I talk like that.
Some people do it at the last couple of words at the end of a sentence. You haven't noticed this? Like, it's like a whole thing. It's.
Yeah, I think it's a.
It's thought of to be among younger people, but older people do it too.
I mean, it sounds like you're talking about a dialect. Like sometimes, you know, like people from North Jersey, where I'm from, we talk like this, and you know, and then like, you know, I got like I expanded my horizons, and excuse me, 1 minute. Scott Williams is in the studio. The computer.
I think it's more correctly described as like a vocal affect, and like you can do it from any dialect can do it. It's just about making your voice crackly. It's an epidemic. It's like the Kardashians do it. They're very well known. Like, hey guys, it's me. Chan.
Yeah. So people from different regions have different dialects. Sometimes they're really freaking annoying. I know the people I grew up with, and I was also part of the problem. It's like really, really, really annoying accents based on, you know. Sometimes, like, stereotypically, like, sheltered rich people have, like, really annoying dialects. Are you trying to, like, fix this problem?
Well, I don't know. It's not so much of a dialect or an accent. It actually, it's like, you know how nails on a chalkboard bother some people? Like, it makes you cringy. Like, it actually really bothers you.
Yeah.
Like, this actually really bothers me. Like, when people make their voice crackly.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really...
I walk away from it.
You're really sensitive to crappy dialects.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like you got to do a little breathing exercise and then, like, you know, like, this. That's one of those moments, like, there's some, like, bigger things going on in the world and maybe you could turn into a... Maybe you could develop a sense of humor about it because people...
But it's, like, the same thing. Like, I don't know why nails on a chalkboard bother people, but I'm not sure there's, like... I don't know. Like,
I think it's a pitch. I think it's a pitch of sound that affects your ears. So maybe you have very sensitive ears to certain dialects, and you need to just avoid those dialects when you hear them. I think it's actually noise on a chalkboard is actually a high pitch that could actually not necessarily hurt your ears, but be really hurt your ears in a certain sense. So I think,
yeah, that one doesn't bother me at all. Well, I like that. I'll check the comments and see if there's anything on there that people have to say about this, and we'll get it all straightened out.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Crappy dialects here on Ask Alan. Hi, you're on the radio.
Is this WFMU?
This is WFMU. I'm Alan. This is Ask Alan. Don't curse.
Thanks, Alan. I got to acknowledge the person who's speaking about the affect. Because I want to say it's not just the Kardashians. It's also, what's his name, Hamilton on Pharmacopoeia. I love this man. He gives very good information about pharmaceutical drugs, but he does the voice crackle as well. It's not just women with high-pitched voice. This man does it too. He goes, all right, I just got to let you know this is what the... You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and then when you hear that, does it make you want to almost not even listen?
Yes, it's a little bit nails on a chalkboard, you know, that doesn't bother me, but I understand what this caller is saying, on purpose.
Hold on one second, hold on, you can't curse,
It makes me not want to listen, you know?
Yeah, so you can't curse on the radio if you just did, so don't do that again. You hear me?
I didn't curse.
Yeah, you did, you said the S word.
I did?
Uh-huh, that's all right. So, what's your name?
Am I going to speak now? I thought I just gave my piece.
Okay, you're done? All right, cool. Well, I thank you. You're saying that these annoying dialects come from more shapes and sizes than just...
Because I feel like no one... This caller touched on a point that I relate to, and I feel like most people don't talk about it, and if they do, they always say it's with the Kardashians. I'm like, it's not just women.
Right.
Men do it too.
I think the first caller also said guys too. He said there was the... He mentioned.
But I have a really good example because I just listened to this guy. I think his name is. Can I look it up? I thought this was live. Maybe it's not.
This is live.
What? I'm listening to the radio and I hear commercials and I hear. Is there a lag?
I've never
called into the radio before.
Yeah, you must be listening to. Well, you should shut your radio off first of all because it's.
No, this is 91.1.
Yeah, it's a delay. It's a delay. That's why you're. Well, anyway, thanks for the call. More, very appreciated.
Have a good one, Alan.
You as well.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Hello, you're on the radio. This is Alan. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Alan. You're speaking to Asher.
Hi, Asher. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. I feel like we spoke before.
We have. We spoke about my science Olympiad.
Oh, right. That's right. How did that go?
That went well, by the way. We got, like, I think 100 more bucks.
Why don't you refresh the audience of what that was all about?
I was volunteering for Science Olympiad at the homecoming game, and I didn't know how to get people into Science Olympiad to give us, like, money and join the club.
Right, it was like a football crowd, and you were setting up a science table, so you felt, like, a little stressed and conflicted, we were brainstorming ideas of how to make it more interesting.
Yeah, we just ended up having, like, freshly baked goods from one of my friends, and it really worked out.
And you didn't do the astronaut costumes or anything?
We did not. It was too short notice.
Okay. And the baked goods worked out?
The baked goods worked out. My friend made a really good lemon cake.
Nice. Lemon cake will do it every time.
See, Alan, today I came home from school. I came home later. But there was a box on my porch, and it was a box of, like, Doc Martens for my mom.
Wow.
And she didn't even tell me that she was buying these Doc Martens. And they're really cute Doc Martens, and now I want Doc Martens. How do I get Doc Martens and my mom to buy them, Alan?
Do you have the same size foot as your mom?
I do not.
Because, you know, all you got to do is, if you did, you just, like, share your mom's shoes. Because my friend's kids wear all of my best friend, Johnny Salami, his kids just wear all his clothes. And you can't say no to your kids when they want to wear your clothes. So that's too bad. So
I wear my parents' clothes. I just can't fit into their shoes.
Can't fit into their shoes, yeah. Mm. So did your mom get the like old school Doc Martens, or did she get like the new, like, because the old school
she got
Doc,
like
Go ahead.
They're like loafers with cool embroidery on them, and I really want them, but they're not my size, and I'm really sad about it. And I want cool Docs, you know? I have Docs, but they don't fit me anymore, and I'm really sad about it.
So your mom bought herself a present and had it delivered to the house?
Yeah. And, like, she didn't tell me, which is the worst part, because, like, usually she tells me when she buys something cool, but no.
So now you kind of, like, feel like, damn it, you knew I was going to want these when I saw them. Why didn't you order two?
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
So, like, is your mom, like, I mean, do you think she could afford another pair?
Probably.
When's your birthday?
March 9th next year.
Why don't you just say you want an early Christmas present? Because then she'll forget by the time Christmas comes that she sent you an early Christmas present. And so you can get your early Christmas present now and still get your regular Christmas present.
I already pulled that trick, and I'm talking to you on a new iPhone right now.
Oh, snap. With the early Christmas present?
Yeah, I got the new iPhone.
Well, that was cool. All right, so, I mean, sounds like your mom's a pretty generous... do you have...
She just yelled no from the living room because she's listening to this right now.
Can I talk to your mom?
You want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wait. Let me go out there.
All right. She yelled no from the living room.
Mom, Alan wants to talk to you.
Mom?
Right, yeah.
You on the phone, Mom?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You've made several good points about how I purchased myself a present, and that doesn't mean I have to purchase everyone presents.
I don't know if that was my point, but thank you for...
I feel like it was.
I mean, that's true. I'm gonna be the objective third party here and try to acknowledge both sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something... Did you know that when Asher saw those shoes, she was going to love those shoes?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right. Well, then, yeah. Did you have somebody? You could have lied and said somebody else bought them for you. Right?
I guess I could have. That would have taken a lot of finagling and then would have brought up more questions. What Asher didn't mention is that they are constantly purchased cool things. Like,
we thrift,
we go to concerts and buy merch. Like, this was just, sometimes mom gets a pair of shoes.
And you're absolutely right, and you're absolutely entitled to not have to, every single goddamn nice thing that you get does not have to be, but I agree, but on the other hand, now this is just public on the airways, so why don't you just go ahead and just this one time, get it out of the way and just get Asher some, the friggin' shoes.
I will take that under consideration.
That sounds like...
I know you don't want to speak to Asher's father, who is anti-new shoes entirely.
The one question that I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to get too personal, is it a two-parent household?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get her the shoes. Thank you for calling.
I'm not going to let Asher listen to WFMU anymore.
Come
That's
on.
Enough of this.
All right, forget it. Keep your shoes. Flirt. You're right. I
thank you very much, Alan. We love your show.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye.
Take care.
Shoe issues. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan Advice on Any Topic. As you know, this is the WFMU Hellraiser. This year takes on extra significance, both financially and I guess metaphorically, because there is a blatant over-the-top attack on community radio across the country. As a result, you probably already know, WFMU lost a $200,000 no-obligation grant. That is not corporate underwriting. That is not commercial kind of stuff. It's just a grant. Grant writers have been making that grant happen every year for a long time, and it was a decent chunk of the WFMU budget. And so just as a kind of show of support for community radio, listener-sponsored radio, commercial-free radio, this particular Hellraiser would be a great time for, if you can, step up and maybe kick in a little bit more. If you're already a swag for lifer, you can up that. Up at WFMU.org. This is a brand new show. Ask Alan. And, you know, 6 degrees, if you were a 6 degrees listener, it's asleep, but it's not gone. I still have some fill-ins coming up and some cool specials and whatnot. So if you were a regular listener of 6 degrees and or you want to support Ask Alan, go to WFMU.org. More importantly, support this radio station during this wacky attack on many, many things. One of them being community radio. There are two amazing t-shirts. The Jersey Devil t-shirt is dear to my heart by Alicia Berbenek, and the Cubist Delight t-shirt, which I think is a old school reprint. That's by Mary Fleener. $50 each t-shirt, both for $100. $75 get you a t-shirt and a DJ premium. My Wee Juice premiums from 6 Degrees are still floating around out there. And that's a pretty, you know, that's pretty cool. You can get a DJ premium and one of the new t-shirts for $75. So if you're a swag for lifer, if you're not yet a swag for lifer, this is a great time to become one. It's only $120 a year, $10 a month minimum. You get the new LCD, issue 30, which is titled Songs. And, this is a really spectacular, really important time to support this radio station, this building that I know all too well is in constant need of repair. I know there's a couple things that need attention really soon, and I think that's being held back a little bit as we wait for this Hellraiser to be completed. So if you're getting some relief in difficult times from WFMU, and if you can, please support this wild and wacky experiment, freeform, commercial free, a place where they let me, no logical reason for me to be giving advice. And yet a show like this can happen. So go to WFMU.org and make a pledge if you can. And that's it. This is a one-time chatterbox about Hellraiser, and I won't bring it up again this show, but I hope you can support Ask Alan and WFMU. Okay, how about we get back to some phone calls? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. 20 minutes to put the needle on the record with Billy Jam. We started off the show, I forgot to mention, with Ask Alan by Ollie Bang, made specifically, obviously, for this radio show. There's also some events coming up at WFMU. Last week, I went to the Sea Monkeys on Saturday night. Dave DeSpaz's band and two other bands. And what a freaking great night that was. If you were there, you know. Hardy White is at Monty Hall tomorrow night. I don't know if it's sold out. I haven't heard around the building if it is. I know if it's not, it's probably real close to. Paul Bruno's birthday party, broadcasting live on Sunday. And then the record fair is at the Metropolitan Pavilion, November 8th and 9th. We got some calls coming in. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going, Alan? I heard about the $200,000 hole you guys are in, and I've been doing everything I can to donate via Venmo and Cash App and all that stuff, and it's been kind of hard personally. Like, it's like I'm budgeting some of my own pay just to contribute as much as I can with as little as I have.
Well, we don't want you breaking your bank either. I mean, you know.
No, but yeah, I just want you to know that I'm behind ever since I listened to your station. And I would listen to, you know, some of the other radio stations, the college stations, as opposed to what I was accustomed to as a teen. it's really helped my artwork, and it's helped my mood significantly.
Awesome.
So I guess I'm not asking you anything, Alan. I just wanted to spread a good word and just let you guys know that you've done a lot for me.
Wow. I'm glad to hear that. What's your name again?
My name's Tom. I'm from New York, Staten Island, New York.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to just give you a vote of confidence and let you know that I think things are going to come through. As long as people donate whatever they can, even if they don't, I mean, you don't have to, it's not like we're expecting someone to, like, drop a bomb of money bricks on you, but still, like, every dollar counts.
Yeah.
And I'll do what I can to make that work.
That's really nice of you. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thanks for calling, man. That was nice. Hello, you're on the radio.
Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Mike. I'm calling from Rockaway, New York.
Hey, Mike from Rockaway. How can I help you tonight?
You know, I'm just riding home, in the car after the train, and, I thought it was interesting that you're having people call up. So I have a litany of things that I could give you, but I have an interesting one. I usually have two books going at the same time. I have one book that I read in bed, to help me, get tired and go to sleep. And then I have a book that I read when I commute to work on the train, and I actually truly enjoy it because I get like 60 or 50 minutes to myself. It's mic time, it's meditation time, and I totally enjoy it. And sometimes when on the train, I'm reading a book and I love the book, and I'm actually reading a book now and I love this book.
Okay.
My issue is that it's my train book, and I really don't make time for my train book at home. And I know you're going to say just make time, but So like, in this world of working 3 days a week in the office, right, sometimes I can go 4 days without reading my train book, and it drives me crazy. I should be reading my train book at home, but there's so many other interests in the world that I have, movies. I have a wonderful wife, kids, friends. I don't know how to squeeze in my train book time at home, and I just got off the train, and I'm at a spot, and I want to go home and I want to read my book. I do have dinner plans, though. What should I do to get, like, or should I just read one book? Like, what should I do to fix
All right,
this?
So you want to read your train book more at home, but the balance is difficult because you got so many other things going on, right?
Yeah, and I have my bed book.
Yeah, right, and you got your bed book, which is you read before you go to sleep. Is that what you read before you go to sleep?
Yeah, that's. I read it in bed, to go to sleep. Read it for like an hour.
All right.
I find it soothing.
This is what I think. I think when you're reading your bed book, and in bed, you have to read one page, just one page of your train book. If this is a thing that you really want to read, this train book more at home. You're not going to find more time in between all the other things you got going on. It's got to be during your book time. So if you read 15, 20 pages of your bed book, you got to read 14 pages of your bed book and 1 to 2 pages of your train book, just so you're getting a little bit of your train book and then you're relieving this train book stress.
That's interesting, and I've never even thought of that. The only anxiety, if you can call it, that I have is that I wake up in the morning and I go to work and I forget to bring my train book with me because it's usually in my bag and now it's next to my bed. Uh-huh. And I'm going to be mad at Alan.
Ah, and then you're going to be mad at Alan. Well, listen, I can't.
Buy two copies of the same book, right?
That's maybe true. You could get a used copy of the same book and then you could donate it at the when you're done. It's probably what book? Just tell me real quick. What's the train book?
The train book is Let the Great World Spin by Cullen McCann. I never read it before. It's really amazing.
Fiction?
I love it. Fiction, yeah.
Cool. Cullen McCann?
Cullen McCann. It's a wonderful book. I can't recommend it enough to anybody.
Fantastic. All right. All I could say is you're going to either have to get a second book or just, dig into your responsibility and bring that train book into bed with you. Read one or two pages of it. All right. That's all I got.
All right, Alan.
I got no.
I appreciate it, man. You have a great weekend.
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Train book issues. World's going a pot in a handbasket, and this guy's stressing out about not being able to bring his read his train book at home. Managia la guita morta. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Hey, there's a flyer on the WFMU.org playlist and comments board that I would like to mail you the PDF of, or I could email you the PDF file if you want to hang it up in your favorite bar or cafe or haunt or library or sex club or I don't know. This music makes me want to drink the weed juice. This Tomita Sounds. It's a space record from 1976, I think. Makes me want to get high. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan, advice on any topic. Hello, you're on the radio. What's your name?
My name's Harrison.
Hey, Harrison. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montclair. I just need some tips on how to wake up early in the morning.
Tips on how to wake up early in the morning. So you're how old are you?
13.
Uh-huh. And what time do you have to get up in the morning?
I have to get up at around 6:30 for my soccer tournament.
And what time do you go to bed?
I go to bed around 10:30.
And do you fall right to sleep, or do you sit there staring at something?
It usually takes me about 15 to an app, half an hour to fall asleep.
What do you do when you're laying in bed to go to sleep? What do you got going on?
What's that?
What do you do to fall asleep? Are you looking at your phone? Are you reading something? Or are you just lay in bed and go to sleep?
I just lay in bed and go to sleep.
You don't have your phone in bed?
Nope.
Swear on your pet that you don't go to bed with your phone.
Or what?
Swear on your pet that you don't go to bed with your phone.
I swear on my pet that I don't go to bed with my phone.
All right. And so you're going to bed at 10:30 and you're waking up at 6:30 and are you sleeping through the night?
Yeah, usually.
Do you wake up and like lay around and toss and turn, or are you just sleeping?
I'm usually just sleeping, but I can't fall asleep. And
10:30 to 6. You're getting 10 hours. Wait, 6:30. Oh, you're getting 8 full hours of sleep. And so you need to get up earlier, huh? So what happens when somebody comes? Do you get an alarm clock go off, or one of your parents come in and wake you up? How's that work?
When my parents come and wake me up, or my dad, I usually just put it off because I'm really sleepy.
Yeah, and so you just want to like roll back over and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then they got to come back up and go, Harrison, come on, you're going to be late for soccer camp.
Yeah.
It's like that?
Pretty much.
I think you got to start. I always had jobs in my life where I had to be up really, really, really early in the morning because I had to go relieve other people who wanted to go home before like traffic came. And so I always had to just be up at like 5:30 in the morning. And even if I wanted to go back to sleep, I trained myself really early on that you just can't roll back over and go back to sleep, especially if you had a full night's sleep, like at least eight hours of sleep. So I think you got to pop right out of bed and stretch a little bit, you know, like get out, say, you know, breathe that nice fall air. I think it's the going back to sleep. You got to just train yourself to get right out of bed. As hard as that sounds, easy for me to say, but I had to train myself to do it a long time ago. And God darn it, you can too. Just kidding. It's not like I walk 50 miles to school, so you should too. I'm just saying, I think the most rational thing to do is not go back to sleep and just sort of start training your brain to pop right up in the morning.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
All right. You're welcome. Bye, Harrison.
Bye-bye.
Jeez, making this poor kid get out of bed at 6:30 in the morning. What's wrong with the world? Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan?
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Ed calling from somewhere in Pennsylvania. I don't even know where I'm at, to be honest with you, but
okay.
Calling from Pennsylvania.
Eastern Pennsylvania? Western Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
You on an you on an airplane?
No. I'm driving to my aunt's house right now for a birthday party for my little cousin.
And where does your aunt live?
She's somewhere near Scranton.
Oh,
wherever
okay.
that is.
All right,
I'm not too familiar with the area, so.
You're in eastern Pennsylvania. Okay, so how can I help you?
So the question really is about my little cousin's birthday party. So he's having a Batman-themed birthday party where everybody dresses up as some character, and he picked the Riddler for me.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you know any good riddles for a five-year-old that I might be able to tell at this party.
Oh, geez, Louise. Riddles. So a riddle, a definition of a riddle is like almost like a trick joke, right? Like you got to figure something out, right? Like,
I think so.
It's not just like a riddle is like, yeah, you got to figure something out. So what's this kid into?
Batman, as far as I know. Superheroes in general.
Okay. So, all right. So we got to come up with some sort of, so the Riddler is going to want to take down the superheroes, right?
Yeah.
So, and then this is out of my freaking league. I watched Batman on TV when I was a kid, like on channel 11 or whatever. No, I watched some of the movies too. But I mean, so you got to come up with a riddle that, man, I think you need to go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board and hit up the listeners, because they're much better at a lot of this stuff than I am. And I don't know, what were you thinking? Are you like brainstorming on the road? You got anything started?
I was trying to think about it. I just couldn't come up with anything. I was listening to you. I thought, you know, but I'll take a look at the comments for sure. Maybe get some help over there.
A riddle. And he's a, man, I'm drawing a blank. I'm terrible at this. I have no idea. I'm sorry. Go to the playlist and comments board.
That's all right. Thank you anyway, Al. I appreciate you.
Thanks for asking. Boy, what a bomb that was. A riddle. I'm not quick. I'm no freestyle riddle maker. Need Ollie Bang for that one. I should have called Ollie Bang for that one. One and done. One take and done. You know, that would have been the thing to do, to make a quick phone call. Too late. We're approaching, we got about 7 more minutes of Ask Alan. A lot of calls tonight, 201-209-9368. This is week 2 of Hellraiser. I'm trying to think of a Halloween or two special for Ask Alan. I got a couple ideas. Keep an eye on the schedule. Get down to some of the events coming up. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam coming up at 7 p.m. We got time for a couple more calls. Kids trying to get out of bed in the morning. Earwax issues. Freaking all kinds of stuff going on out there. Family traumas. Daughter jealous of her mom's shoes. Her mom's loafer Doc Martens. Tico's here with me. I don't know if I said that.
Where is he? Tico, where you at?
You out in the... Tico! Tico's the doggy llama. We were talking earlier that it's too bad that Tico can't give advice, because he is a very, very wise boy. There he is. He came running in here with his stuffed animal. Oh, what's up, bear? You're the best. Came up here with a little elephant. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Bandit.
Hey, Bandit, what's going on?
So I have a bit of a conundrum for you.
Okay.
I'm thinking of getting, you know, with all of the AI stuff that's going on with like Spotify and stuff. I'm thinking of getting like a music player, but like I can't really come up with a lot of pros and cons to like figure out whether that would be a good idea or not.
You mean like a streaming service?
Yeah, like moving away from a streaming service and getting like a dedicated music player, like an MP3 player or something like that.
Right. And so what's your issue? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. On the one hand, I think that it would be a good idea to move away from the streaming services and get like a music player. But at the same time, it's like a money thing. Cause you know, you like get a nice player that's out there. And I'm just trying to come up with like the pros and cons.
I mean, I use VLC Media Player. It's free. It's a free app. I mean, I use it on the occasions where I do use MP3s or waves on my music shows. I use VLC Media Player, and I don't have any issues with that whatsoever. You know, of course, there's like something to be said for having access to everything that the streaming services provide. I personally very rarely, I never used, just as a, I just never used it for radio music shows. I just didn't want to go there. Just for me personally, not I mean, people doing it's great. And, you know, first of all, because I'll make a lot of mistakes and I don't use the streaming services, but I also have access to like the world's greatest music library, and
you guys have like every song under the sun.
And you know, when I want to like immerse myself in music, I could book 4 hours of studio time and just raid the library. And so
not gonna lie, little jealous.
I'll bet. Yeah, it's a real privilege. So if you're not ready to give up the streaming services, use Bandcamp and use a VLC Media Player for now and see how that works for you.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, VLC Media Player, yeah. then you have to download the song to play it on the VLC Media Player. Also, I don't know. I don't know if this is like immoral, but you could take a YouTube video and turn it into an MP3. There are these like links that if you Google YouTube to MP3, just make sure you don't like open a virus. But you could download a song from a YouTube video, and then you could stream it on VLC Media Player.
Okay. Yeah, No, you're a lot of help. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
No idea what I'm talking about. Hello, you're on the radio.
You ready for a very... they're giving away Nobel Prizes now.
Don't curse.
Here's a Nobel Prize riddle. Who's the only king to win a Nobel Prize?
The only king?
King. The only king to win a Nobel Prize.
The only king. This is an advice show, but I don't know. Who is it?
Martin Luther King.
Ah, I love that. Thank you. Well done. That's it. Hey, mister, if you're still listening, the riddle guy, there's the riddle for your nephew.
And what part of the body disappears when you stand up? The lap, your lap. You know, that's for kids. But anyway.
That's great. You called up with riddles. I love this. Thank you for calling. I got like a minute left. I'm going to take another call. Thanks for this call. That was great. Riddles here. See? Ask Alan. People call with the right answers. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Put the Meatle on a record with Billy Jam coming up oh so soon. This is Ask Alan. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Am I supposed to be doing this, or am I supposed to be doing that? I don't know. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Put the Meatle on the record coming up in 1 minute. So I think we're just going to play out the Ben music. Thanks. This was a fun Ask Alan. Support WFMU for Hellraiser. And appreciate you. You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Thanks, everybody. Riddle it up. Season them up at Thousand Islands.
We Live. WFMU put the needle on the old school femcies from the 80s and the 90s, mainly the 90s. Today it should be called Put the Needle on the CDs, because I'm playing just CDs today. And going to start out with something. Also, I want to just mention that due to the Hellraiser happening, the special marathon CD that was released in back in March for the WFMU Marathon is available again during this month. And that's the all 80s and 90s femcies. Right now, this is our girl who does the opening track on it from Sacramento, California, who's got a show coming up this weekend. I'll put it on the playlist. And that is Boss Tootie.
Boss Tootie! That's me, a princess, straight up the SAC. Put the needle on the record, Billy Jam. 3, 2, 1, I'm about to go really ham. It's time to make a look poor on the female version of Mount Rushmore. Even though they lived across the water. Go look it up. Yes, it's true. Throwing up the WFMU. Put the needle on the record for the 80s. Put the needle on the record for the 90s. Put the needle on the record for the ladies. To all the fancies that shine.
Hanging out one night, he said, "Hello, I'm George. Hi, life. How's everything going, huh? How you doing? Hope everything's fine. Ooh, and can I call you sometimes? Can I get the digits and the address so I can come visit?" I gave him the digit. That wasn't a problem, because if he caused any, I would have to solve him, because George looked good, damn good. And if I didn't, some other girl would. In my mind, I hope for the best, convincing myself that this was not a test, because I heard he was here so I could say something. Story is not
Look, chick, I done got what I want. Just give my starters back.
Here, take your starter. You 3-minute hard, wanna be big timer. You always talking about getting down. You can't even get up. You forgot who I am.
Little Silky, tell them who you are.
I'm the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister.
Oh my God!
Lick that thing like a lollipop. You're doing good, boy, don't stop. I said lick that thing like a lollipop. You're doing good, boy, don't stop.
Oh,
'cause I'm the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister.
Oh my God.
I said eat up or get up. I said what? I said eat up or get up. I said what? I said eat up or get up. I said what? I said eat up or get up. I said what? 'Cause I'm the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister.
Oh my God!
Shake that thing all night and then ride that thing like a bike. I said shake that thing all night and then ride that thing like a bike. Don't mess with the brother that's phony and then ride that thing like a pony. Don't mess with the brother that's phony and then ride that thing like a pony. 'Cause I'm the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister. All right, just throw out that trash. Silky Slim is kicking lyrics and she's making that cash. I'll take your money, your gold, and make your temperature rise. And if you think I'm loving your boy, I'm robbing your stupid ass blind. 'Cause I'm the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister. Your favorite breakfast cereal in the morning is tricks. You buy my shoes, my clothes, and even get my hair fixed. And when it comes to getting down, you're not even in charge. I wouldn't give you back your money for this 3-minute hard. You're not my only trick, I got a lot of you punks. And as long as you'll be tricking, I'll be taking that junk. 'Cause I'm the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister, the sister, sister, the sister, sister, the sister. Ladies scream, oh, that's it, oh, we quit, 'cause we tired of those itty bitty.
What?
That's it, oh, we quit, 'cause we tired of those itty bitty.
What?
You might think it's funny, but the punk better bring me my money. You might think it's funny, but the punk better bring me